Kickoff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.
For Everton, it was a splendid win against West Brom. And for Liverpool, it was a dogged win against Burnley yesterday. Let's start with the Blues, first of all. Ross Barkley getting all the headlines today. He's really found his mojo. He should be back in line for an England recall. And all of a sudden, Ronald likes him again.
I don't think Koeman's ever not liked him, really.
Well, come on, the press have made out that there's been some sort of tension.
I think he's just been hard but fair with him. And I think there were times earlier in the season that we were talking about this on Saturday when we came in and did the instant max reaction for the Blue Room. We were saying that Koeman was pretty heavily criticised for his handling of him. But I think he's got his handling absolutely spot on. He's made Barkley wait for his chance. He's made them work. And I think the whole thing with the contract, and I think it's something Evertonians are worrying about a little bit now, because obviously Barkley's contract's due to expire in 2018. Koeman himself has said that they haven't started negotiations yet, but there's an intent to do so. I think that's kind of woke Ross up a little bit. The fact that the club aren't pandering to him and desperate to get him a new contract. It's kind of like, at the moment, Ross, you know, we can take you or leave you. You know, you're not playing particularly well.
There'd be plenty of suitors for him, though. His contract ran out.
Of course there will, but I think the fact that Everton have not made that move, not showing that desperation to get him tied down, might have woken him up a little bit. And there are a lot of other things that have gone on as well. But he's playing off the right-hand side now, which is really interesting. I think Koeman has got all these combative, defensive-minded central midfielders, and he's packing the pitch with them at the moment. And playing Ross off the right-hand side, giving him that freedom to kind of float in field, it's really, really benefiting him. It's not a role you'd look at Barkley's footballing attributes or his physical attributes to say that should suit him, but it really is. He's doing particularly well at the moment, and there's a confidence coming back into his play. And I think what the other important thing is about Ross is that these 11 games since the derby have been his most consistent in an Everton shirt. Maybe not the most spectacular, you know, he might not have scored as many goals as he would have done or turned in performances like his first season when he was a bit of a trailblazer, but he's been consistent, he's been mature, and he's been doing the things off the ball which he didn't do last season. I think there were times, last season especially, when he kind of fell into a bit of a malaise off the ball. He didn't look like he wanted to track, he didn't look like he could track at times, whereas now he's working harder off the ball, putting himself into tackles, showing a greater appetite for the game. And I think if you start doing all those little things and you become a more multifaceted round of footballer, then you're going to turn in more consistent performances. And I think that's what Koeman's done really well with him. He's made him a harder worker. He's made them stronger off the ball. And that's kind of just dragged his performance levels up a little bit. So now, instead of being 2 out of 10, 3 out of 10 one week and 8 out of 10 the next week, he's 6 out of 10, 6 out of 10, 7 out of 10, 7 out of 10. And then he has the game, like the odd game at the weekend, where he's 8, 9 out of 10.
He was a 9, was he? Here's some of the thoughts on Twitter. The Duchess says, watching Ross Barkley as of late is something else. Absolute diamond. Jimmy Koeman says, got to admit, I was calling Ross Barkley, but pleased to say he's proved me wrong and gone on to the next level. Hashtag Ross's boss. And John says, impressed by Ross Barkley again yesterday. Looks so comfortable in and around the box. Schneidlin, a perfect foil from him.
And I think the thing with Barkley is as well that we have been here before with him in terms of He's had a decent run of games. Everyone's saying, he's turned the corner now. He's done fantastically well. This is it. He's going to go on and do it now. And then he's slumped back again. But I think this one feels a bit more significant because of those things I just mentioned. He's got that nitty-gritty side to his game now, which he didn't have in the past. And it feels as though this is a better foundation for him to kick on from than he has had in the past.
Needs a full season, doesn't he, if everyone's saying you've been consistently top draw.
But we were saying this on Saturday. Can you have a full season of being top draw? Does anyone have a full season?
You can
season
have a three-quarter season, can't you?
Yeah.
You know, if you're one of the team's best players, there's a handful of games, aren't there? You'd say, well, yeah, he's been sort of average. But the players that really stand out for teams, say it was Liverpool, you'd say, well, Sadio Mane hasn't had many bad games for Liverpool. He's been pretty effective. And he needs one of those, hasn't he? You know exactly what you're getting from him. These quotes from Ronald Koeman, I think, are quite telling. And seem to suggest that maybe Ross really didn't understand the role he was meant to be playing at a certain time. He said he's changing his style a bit. I don't need Ross on the halfway line having 8 touches. We have defenders, we have midfielders. We need players like Ross between the lines, close to the box, having shots and assists. Those are his qualities. He is strong, so good on the ball. It seems to suggest to me that he's been trying to tell him, look, don't do that. Yeah. Don't drop deep. Your role is between the lines.
Well, I think that's always been an issue with Barkley. People have looked at him and thought, right, you're a talented footballer, you've got all these great attributes, but what actually are you in terms of a position? So are you an orthodox central midfielder? Are you number 10? He's even said himself in the past that he thinks he's a forward. So it's difficult to know exactly where he fits. But I think I think this role is does suit him in a way. And I said on the show at the weekend that you look at a player like David Silva, I'm not saying Barkley's anywhere near that standard, but you look at him and think he shouldn't be playing in wide positions, really. He's not a winger. But playing off the left, where he was at his best for City in his pomp, he could float into infield, he could get on the ball more, and he could do it undetected. And I think that's what Barkley's doing really well at the moment. While he's starting on the right-hand side, when Everton attack, he's drifting in, he's not getting picked up, and he's getting time on the ball, he's finding those spaces. And when Barkley's got a bit more time on the ball, he's so much more effective. And I think Koeman, you know, it's not a tactical tweak I would have ever thought of, so I think the manager deserves a lot of credit for doing that and making that change in the team.
Well done, Ross. He looks better with hair as well, yeah. I think. He just looks a bit more mature, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Right, good game for Phil Jagielka as well. Ronald Koeman says it was the perfect game for Jagielka to start playing against West Brom.
Yeah, very, very comfortable afternoon for Jags and Williams. Salomon Rondon was on the bench, which was a bit of a strange one from Tony Pulis. Hal Robson-Carney came in and played up front. Very, very comfortable for the defence all afternoon. And West Brom offered nothing, really. It was really interesting listening to Tony Pulis and Darren Fletcher talking after the game, saying how they felt 3-0, flattered Everton on the day. And I think there's only one team, I think, that scoreline flattered, and it was definitely West Brom, because they were very, very pitiful.
Flattened. Everton can overtake United, then. Is that right? Next weekend?
I'm not entirely sure on that.
Let's try and get a... victory over West Brom takes Everton to two points, behind Manchester United. They can overtake Mourinho if they beat Hull at Goodison next Saturday.
Yeah, United have got two games in hand, though. But it's about putting pressure on, isn't it?
You prefer the points on the board, wouldn't you?
It's about putting pressure on, isn't it? Especially Manchester United as well, who are playing Chelsea, obviously, tonight. They've got the Europa League still involved in that. They're not playing particularly well. Ibrahimovic is banned as well, and Everton go and play them in a few weeks. And I think that spell against Liverpool and Manchester United in the space of 4 days is ultimately going to define Everton's season. If they can get points from those two games, then perhaps they can start looking up again. But if they don't, then they've got to be settled for seventh.
Are you getting good? Sorry about that. Are you getting good derby vibes? Already?
Never get good.
I had an Evertonian at Anfield. One of the stewards saying that to me yesterday. He was saying, "Oh, I feel the time's right. It's been ages. Our form's better than yours. Our squad's better." He said that. He said our squad's better than yours. I said, "Oh, tell you what."
Never get good derby vibes.
No, it's not that far away though, is it?
Nope.
Right, Liverpool. They won in sort of a rough. I don't say sluggish because they weren't sluggish. Rough sort of. Klopp said ugly. It was a little bit ugly. The first half was horrible, I thought. I mean, you know, Burnley were unlucky not to be maybe two goals up in the first half.
Yeah, no, they came out, didn't they? And I think before the match, there was a lot of talk about them sitting deep and being cohesive, cutting off spaces. But they came out and played, didn't they? They were, you know, putting Liverpool under pressure. You know, I think you can tell what the team's intention is when the opposition gets a goal kick, I think. And sometimes they'll drop off, let them off the ball. Sometimes they'll go into a really deep position and wait for that long kick. But Burnley were pressed right up onto Mignolet, right up onto Liverpool's centre-backs. And they deserved it. But I think ultimately you could see why they have not picked up a win all season, because as the game went on, they seemed to just kind of panic with the position they were in and not really defend particularly well. And Liverpool, they did struggle for long spells, didn't they? They really struggled. No balance in midfield, no inventiveness up front. And it was ultimately, I think, a bit of good play for Marie, wasn't it, at the end of the first half to set that goal up, but a bit of fortune as well. And I'd say a shot that the keeper should really save in the second half that got Liverpool over the line.
What, chance goal?
Yeah, he should have absolutely saved that.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I think...
I didn't see the replay. I was watching it in real time in the stadium. It looked like a great goal to me.
I think the keeper... Watching it back again, he seems to think it's going wide and doesn't make that initial fast movement of his feet, and then it curls a lot at the end, doesn't it? Which I suppose is credit to the shot and the way the chance placed it, but I think if the keeper anticipates it a little bit better, he gets across to that, yeah.
I feel a little bit sorry for Emre Can, because he's been getting pelters from everyone recently. He came into the Carlsberg Lounge afterwards. I was talking to him last night, did a little interview on state. Lovely fella, absolutely lovely, you know. So desperate to prove everyone that, you know, he can do it. Was over the moon to score the winning goal. And it's interesting how sometimes if you meet a footballer, it changes your perception of him. Because I was one of those who's probably been on his back a little bit, thinking, you're not good enough.
I think he's another one like Ross Barkley, isn't he? I think he needs to find a position. I've watched him a lot, but I couldn't tell you what he is. Is he, you know, is he a holding midfielder? Is he an attacking midfielder? Is he a box-to-box player? I don't really know where he fits into the team and where you'd say, this is where Emre Can's at his best.
No, and I'm not sure he's outstanding in any of those positions. Mm. And that's his problem. Although he's very young. And he certainly will have a role within the squad as a whole as he grows and gets a bit older as well. But well done to him, because it was a brilliant strike. Yeah. You know, you talk about that lack of dynamism in the midfield. And that's without Jordan Henderson. And he's missing for next week. He's possibly back for the derby, say the papers today.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think Martin Tallow was saying on commentary yesterday he's still on crutches when he's seen him today. Mm. So it's going to be a bit of a while, yeah. But perhaps, you know, that goal, I think Can in the second half, especially after he scored, really took hold of the game, was a lot better. So it can often just take a goal, can't it, or a moment like that to trigger a turnaround in form. And perhaps that will happen with Emre Can, though.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff. Radio City Talk.